Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you. And it's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. We're joined by first-year head coach Andy Gwinnip. And they get set for a matchup with Valley Falls on Friday for Week 3. Coach, we appreciate your time. And, you know, the first couple of games have been tough. Jackson Heights, very good team to start out, 42-6 in Week 1. And McLouth game last week, 26-6. As we're two games into this campaign for you, just what are some things that you've seen to this point and what's kind of stood out to you about your team?
Anyway, we got some kids who are working really hard. We've had some injuries, unfortunately, and we've had some kids that aren't with us. And so we've had some young players step up, and they've done a nice job. But right now we're just trying to fill those holes that have been left by some players that we had 3 weeks ago. And we're doing a nice job. We're getting better every week, and I'm excited about this team. And we have a lot more work to do, but we're on the right track of what we want to do when we get to end of October. We need some young guys to step up and play hard every day in practice and play hard every play in a game.
Yeah, let's talk about just kind of that progression from week one to week two. You know, you play the Jackson Heights game in week one, and then you get McLouth in week two. You know, what progression did you see from your team in practice in preparation from that week one to week two game?
I thought we got better on the line, just firing off the ball and hitting. Jackson Heights was more open field, let the athletes run. And McLouth was more, just get 3-4 yards, just get first down. And so, you know, both ran the ball a lot on us. And, you know, we just got to get better at not giving up, you know, 6 yards when it's a second and eight. You know, so they're getting a lot of third and ones, third and twos. If it's a fourth down, it's a fourth and one, and they can convert. We got to get the offense off the field. We can't have them take a 7-8 minute drive on us. That really tires out the defense doing that. And then offensively, we have got to be able to put 10, 15 plays together where we have two or three or four plays. We're getting 5 to 10 yards a run. And then we get a holding penalty, or we have a bad play, and it's first and 15 or second and 15, and that our offense just isn't styled around that. We need to get second and fives, not second and 15.
Well, it's still early, and we got a long way to go, but two games in, what's a thing or two that you've liked from your team so far, and what's a thing or two that you're still trying to stress to them and kind of work on as we move forward?
We have a number of players who are playing hard every single play, whether it be practice or games. Right now our problem is we don't have 11 on the field who are playing every play the way it's supposed to be played. And when we get all 11 playing the way it's supposed to be played, we'll be a lot better. We still need to work on running fast with pads on. A lot of people can run fast without pads on, but, you know, we put the pads on, you have contact, running through contact. We just got to get stronger, we got to get faster, and every coach is going to say that, but that's how the game is played, and we got to get used to that. When you get hit, you're going to feel a little bit of pain, but you should enjoy it. That's what football is about. We can't have anybody who feels a little bit of pain and have to sit out 5 or 6 plays. We've got to get tougher. And again, every coach is going to say the same thing. It's, you know, it's cliche, but it's not. You know, we need to get stronger, we need to get faster, and we get tougher. I mean, that's just the way it is with every team. And we're getting there, and we are getting there. But we just have a lot of work to do.
Horton head football coach Andy Gwinnip joining us here. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk about the matchup with Valley Falls on Friday night. That's after a break here on KNZA. Our Horton locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined by the Chargers football coach Andy Gwinnip. It is presented by Union State Bank. Coach, you get a league matchup on Friday night. You go on the road to Valley Falls. What do you know about this Valley Falls team, and what's kind of the expectation for this game this go-around?
Well, in the past and in this season, they like to throw the ball, and they have some fast kids, and it's going to be a great matchup for our secondary. They have that number 30, who is very fast. Their quarterback throws a nice ball. I think they've had two guys play some quarterback. They have a quick pulling guard who gets out there and hits. Their linemen will get up on linebackers. Defensively, they run the football. This is a team that, you know, they have good athletes there. And whenever you run up against good athletes, you got a scheme situation where you might have a mismatch, and they'll find that one mismatch, and they'll exploit it the whole game. So we have to play disciplined defense, and we gotta control the ball on offense. Can't let them have the ball.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate the time, what are just going to be a few keys and kind of expectations for this game against Valley Falls on Friday?
We got to find out where their playmakers are and make sure we have guys on them all the time. Otherwise, it's going to be a long game.
Andy Gwinnup, Horton Chargers head football coach, joining us. We appreciate it very much. Go get them on Friday night against Valley Falls, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.